following program is transcribed.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, in the midst of all the claims about new wash day products, the news about deep cleaning Oxidol is spreading like wildfire. News that means a wonderfully clean wash for you. Now, women are discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers of clothes and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this is a fact that was demonstrated to women in an amazing washing demonstration. And one of the women who attended this demonstration was Mrs. Don Phillips of Great Neck, Long Island.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least, I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me that Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Phillips. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Oxidol gets out of your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, you'll see a wonderful difference in your wash. Your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. Now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Cousin Sylvester has proposed marriage to Fay. And now, Fay's told Ma. And Ma can no longer avoid the question, what sort of person is Cousin Sylvester anyhow? And the other cousins? Ma and Shuffle failed completely to get any answers from Evie about the money Sylvester swindled from Evie and Willie. Will Ma ever learn the truth about the cousins? Well, Ma and Shuffle are walking down the street now in the hot noonday sun after their fruitless mission to Effie. Listen.
Shuffle, no. I still can't bring myself to believe it. They're Pa's cousins. They can't be, like you say, folks who would lie, who would steal. Pa's cousins, Shuffle.
I know how you feel, Ma. And as we walk along, we still don't have one single teeny-weeny speck of proof.
Let's change the subject, Ma. You figure Faye likes Sylvester enough to marry him?
Faye ain't made up her mind. It tanks Sylvester so much. Faye just wants to get married again, mostly for Paulette's sake.
And so it might as well be Sylvester, and anyhow, there ain't nobody else around.
Tarnation, Ma. There must be something we can do to find out the truth about the cousins. That's all we want, once and for all, the true facts.
Yes, Shuffle. But what can we do? What?
Here, wait a minute. I got an idea. Look who's there, walking. Walking along across the street.
Huh? Oh, Willie.
Yeah.
He's all dressed up because he was seeing a man this morning about a job, and so he... Oh, man. Judging from the way he's walking, his head down, kicking at the sidewalk, his hands in his pockets.
Yes, Ma, the boy sure looks a picture of misery, which means he didn't get the job, which means...
Tarnation, let's you and me talk to Willie, Ma. Talk to him real nice and sympathetic. You know, get him on our side. 10 minutes with us and he'll tell us everything he knows, and once and for all, we'll know if Sylvester took Willie and Abby's money.
I... Like I just said, Chef, you just said, yes, we should learn the truth once and for all, but somehow I can't bring myself to ask no more questions today. There they are, my cousins, Sheffel.
Yeah.
I don't feel good asking such questions about them. And right now, what Willie needs ain't questions about the cousins. Willie needs somebody to tell him, that he'll find a job. That he's really fit, a real nice young man, and you know what I'm trying to say, Sheffel.
Well, maybe what Willie needs is a good shaking, Ma. Maybe what he needs most is his old job back at the Perkins Lumberyard. Okay, Ma, I know how you feel about the cousins. But on the other hand, you know how I feel about the cousins. So don't you do a thing, Ma. Just leave it to old Sheffel.
Oh, Sheffel, no. Now, Willie's going home now. Let me think about it some more.
Well, now, you go right ahead and think about it, Ma. You go home and think up some way to get at the truth about the cousins. In the meantime, I'll go about it my way. So excuse me for not walking you home, Ma. Hey, Willie! Wait a minute.
Sheffel, I wish you wouldn't.
Ma, I'd done everything else this bad. I talked against your cousins. I brung you grief and pain. I might as well do this one last thing. Hey, wait a minute, Willie. Ma, you figure it's for my own sake I'm trying to play on Willie?
No, I know it ain't for your own sake, Sheffel. It's for all our sakes. Yeah? I reckon I can't stop you. Anyhow, here is Willie. Be nice to him, Sheffel. Oh, no good is coming of this. No good.
Oh, I agree, Ma, but what's bad has been bad for a long time now. I'm just trying to help along so matters won't get worse. Hey, all dressed up to see Willie.
Yeah. Hi, Sheffel.
Hi.
Hi, Ma.
Hello, Willie. Faye will be wondering what happened to me for lunch. Call me up, Sheffel.
Okay, Ma. Don't worry. We'll get this thing straightened out yet.
My trouble is I ain't sure I want it straightened out. I'm sorry that I can't stop and talk with you, Willie dear.
That's all right, Ma. Nice seeing you. I'm on my way to the house, Sheffel. Are you headed that way?
You know, Willie, I was thinking I'd have my lunch over at the hotel. Come on along, have lunch with me. Say, what my treat? I ain't treated you in a long time, son. Come on, keep me company.
Your treat? At the Rushville Center house? Gee, that's swell of you, Sheffel. I'd certainly love to... No, Sheffel. Thanks, but I just don't know when I'd ever be able to return the favor.
Now, we won't worry about that part of it, Willie. Come on along, that's a boy. Didn't get the job, Willie, the job you went after?
I thought I had it. I thought I had it right in the palm of my hand. The personnel manager said I was the guy. The department manager said I was the guy. Then we get to the superintendent, and he says he's bringing in a man from Altoona. Now, why did they have to go all the way to Altoona to bring in a man? And why didn't he tell the other guys before they got my hopes aroused?
That's the way it goes, Willie.
Now, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm getting so I'm afraid to eat lunch away from the house. I want to save the 40 cents. By next week, I'll have holes in my shoes.
Yep. Seems like when the luck's running one way, it won't never turn, Willie. And up till a few weeks ago, you was going along great.
Sheffel, I was just saying to myself that very thing. How did it all start? Everything was going along good, and then all of a sudden, bang, I have to let you buy me lunch.
Well, of course, it all started because you decided to quit from the lumberyard, Willie.
But I didn't decide to quit. First thing I knew, I was talked into it. I looked around, and there I was, quitting.
Well, Willie, you don't mean that, because that's just the way it happened to me, son. I was going along great, and then all of a sudden, one day, I found myself buying another lumberyard, quitting Ma. You got any theory why this same bad thing should happen to both of us, Willie?
Huh? Theory? What do you mean? About bad luck, you mean?
Well, now, let's just take an example out of thin air, Willie. Let's say you and me are sort of, like a couple of bumblebees. And every day we leave the beehive where we live and we go to some dandelions where we get our 3 squares a day.
Uh-huh.
Every day from beehive to dandelions and back to beehive over and over. But
Suppose some old spider's sitting there under a tree. He's on the lookout. We don't notice that old spider, but he notices us. And one night when you and me are at the Bumblebee's Lodge meeting, or sleeping safe and sound in our old beehive, that spider spins his net right across our road. So the next morning we buzz out, we kiss the wife and kids goodbye at the beehive door, we head for the good old dandelion. Bang. First thing we know, we're all mixed up in that net. We never even looked up to see it. Goodbye to us. Old Mr. Spider collects. You see, Willie? You and me.
Huh? Well, wait a minute. I don't get it. What do you mean, you and me?
Willie, what if there's some spider at work on you and me? Now, you take the way you invested that money with Sylvester. Sylvester comes around. There's talk of this and that. And the first thing you know, you've pulled all your money out of the bank and you've turned it over to Sylvester. Ain't that just about the way it happened, Willie?
Yeah, something like that. Huh? Are you saying that Sylvester's some kind of a spider who weaves his nets?
Willie, you... So you did give your money to Sylvester?
Huh? Yeah, but I don't get what you're saying. Now listen, Shuffle, are you barking up that same tree again with the cousins, that there's some kind of spiders now?
Willie, you did give your life savings to Sylvester.
Hey, and how come you know about it? You're not supposed to know about it. Who told you? If it's Banker Pendleton, he's not supposed to talk about customers' deposits and withdrawals.
Oh, Willie, I could kiss you. You're the best-looking little old bumblebee I ever saw in my life. Don't you worry, Willie. Everything's going to be all right now. Come on, Willie, let's go.
Huh? Where? Wait a minute. Why are you pulling me this way? I thought you were taking me to lunch over to the Rushville Center House.
We got something to tell Ma. You and me, Willie. Come on. We're going to tell Ma about your investment with Sylvester.
But I can't do that, Shuffle. I promised Sylvester I wouldn't. And anyhow, how do you know I invested money with Sylvester? Who told you?
A little bird told me, Willie. No, not a bird. A little bumblebee. The darlingest little bumblebee I ever met. Name of Willie Fitz. Let's buzz along, Willie. Tarnation! Oh, I can't believe it. At last, we got the goods on the cousins.
Ladies, next time you buy wash day suds, remember the amazing results of actual washing demonstrations I mentioned earlier. Women saw conclusive proof that deep cleaning oxidol gets clothes sparkling clean, reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. Yes, you can see your clothes washed dazzling white and bright with oxidol. You can feel that clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar oxidol package. Here now, is this the moment we've been waiting for? Yes, I can tell you now, Ma does get an admission from mixed-up, unhappy Willie about the cousins tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, transcribed. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.